A Portland-based research institute is dropping its yearly public forecast of when lobster landings in Maine will begin their annual surge. The move comes after criticism from Maine's lobster industry about the report's timing and accuracy and its effect on lobster prices. Fred Bever has more.
In June of 2012, lobsters off the Maine coast began to shed their hard shells, becoming more active and moving inshore much earlier than usual. Andrew Pershing, chief scientist at Portland's Gulf of Maine Research Institute, describes the result.
Where we had record warm temperatures, we had an early start to the summer lobster fishery, you know, lots of lobsters coming inshore almost a month ahead of when they normally do, and the supply chain wasn't ready for them, and the price collapsed that summer, and it was a very scary and stressful time on the coast.
State regulators and lobster industry groups then asked the institute whether it could develop a tool that would allow the timing of the annual uptick in lobster landings to be predicted. And after a few years studying the issue, the institute publicized statewide predictions in 2015 and again last year. But last year, in certain geographic areas, the prediction didn't match conditions. Steve Train sets traps off of Maine's Long Island. He says last year the institute at first predicted an extremely early season, even though that prediction was later pushed back a bit as a cold snap pulsed through the Gulf. Train says the media and lobster buyers never really got the message.
The consumer was expecting an onslaught of soft lobsters early that never came. The demand was down for the higher priced lobsters that were coming in, and it just didn't mix well because people weren't prepared to pay what they were worth because they expected them to be cheaper and more common.
Maine's lobster industry is booming, with catches and their value more than doubling since 2000, worth almost $550 million at the dock last year. But it is subject to complex dynamics, from bait prices to market demands to the availability of processors and freezer space to weather and climate variation. Annie Salikas, executive director of the Maine Lobster Dealers Association, says the predictions added an unwanted extra bit of complexity to the system, and last year, the timing of the first prediction had a worldwide effect, as Salikas learned at the Boston Seafood Show.
So there you are at Boston with your customers from South Korea and China and throughout Europe and other nations throughout Southeast Asia. And everybody has Google Alerts now. And so everybody saw that story and thought, great, we're going into this market looking for cheap lobsters. And that just was not the case.
Scientists like Bob Stenick, a lobster specialist at the University of Maine's Darling Marine Center, say it's important to continue baseline research on conditions in the Gulf of Maine, which is warming faster than most other water bodies in the world.
Ocean temperature really clearly drives a lot of this fishery. It affects how larval lobsters settle, and of course you don't see that for 7 to 10 years. It affects growth rates. It affects migration and movement patterns.
GMRI's Andrew Pershing says the Institute will continue to collect the same data as before, but it won't be releasing public predictions anytime soon. And as it considers how to refine and revamp the effort, he says, the Institute will be keeping an eye on the timing of such predictions and how they can influence the marketplace. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.